Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. It's 7:40 in the morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth.
Nice job, Fremont Bank.
Yep. Hey, quickly, let me begin with, first of all, it was wonderful to see you guys for a second yesterday as we all met back at headquarters for the first time since March. Yeah. I want to thank not only Entercom for first and foremost giving me this giant piece of equipment that, while it was too big for home use, kept us on the air for the last whatever it's been, 10 months.
You were able to figure it out and get us on the get it on the air, and it was...
Right. And yesterday I traded that in for a much smaller piece of equipment, and I want to thank them for that too, and thank our engineers and thank our bosses, Greg and Michael Martin. I mean, it's appreciated, and often we don't say thank you and say nice things about our company. Usually it's only when something goes wrong that you go, those guys,
that is true.
Yeah. So thank you, Entercom. Thank you to our local bosses, and thank you to our engineer, Brian.
That little device is so future.
It's spectacular. It's the size of like, I don't, what's that
like an
size?
Old, I don't know. It's like smaller than an old style laptop. Remember when laptops used to be kind of fat? It sort of reminds me of that, but it doesn't have the flip up part. It's just,
it's an iPad, but thicker.
Yeah,
I don't know, but whatever it is, it's working, and I just really appreciate it so much. So anyway, let's get on with the show, but thank you to our people for helping us stay on the air.
Yep, thanks. We feel like when you invest in us, you're investing in the future.
Right. So we'll begin with a football game tonight. I'm sure your husband's made plans. Is the chili already underway?
I don't know what we're having for dinner. He usually surprises me.
The Pats play the Rams tonight. The Pats are John, Sarah's husband, John, works for the New England Patriots, so he's heavily invested.
It's weird. I never see a paycheck. I think he hoards all that money away from me because he clearly works for them. I've never seen anyone so invested in someplace they didn't work.
Right.
So
Pats v. Rams tonight, 5:20.
We've got to win if we want to have any chance at the playoffs.
Right.
Mathematically, it's still possible. This doesn't. Okay, it's fine. It's a season.
So FAO Schwartz in New York City is a toy store, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's the famous store, I think, from the movie Big. Isn't that where they filmed the piano scene where Tom Hanks dances and whatever.
It's all about toys in that one.
The point is, FAO Schwartz in New York City has teamed up with Airbnb to give one family a chance to spend the night inside the toy store. They'll be holding an online lottery. It looks like it starts to... maybe it starts next Tuesday. Anyway, one family will get an opportunity to move into the store on December 21st. And you'll be able to dance on the giant floor piano when you're there. But this is happening. It's kind of neat.
Can I open anything I want? And do they have some batteries ready? Get that going too?
I imagine they'll explain to you what you get, can and can't do. But if you're interested, you should probably go to their website, FAO Schwartz, or maybe Airbnb. But it's someone's going to win a chance to stay
in a
toy store overnight.
So you just get the one night, right? Because it wouldn't be like you could hang out there during the day, you know, in the place where you're sleeping when there's customers around. It's not very private. That sounds fun. That's like a dream. A kid would love that.
I think it would be, for sure. Yeah, I think it could be really fun. So worth a look. And how hard would it be to just sign up, see what happens?
Yeah, just see.
The best and worst cities to celebrate New Year's Eve this year. I know most people have already looked at their holidays at this point. It's the 10th of December. I imagine you've already canceled and Nana or Nona or whatever you call your grandparents. They're not coming. And aunt and uncles are for sure, you know, Drunkle Peter or whatever. Who's drunk? What's his name?
Drunkle Peter.
Drunkle Peter's for sure not coming. Now you have an excuse to get rid of him. Oh, look at Bryn just found the... Anyway, the point is, I don't know if you've thought about New Year's yet, but they have new criteria for what you would want in a place to celebrate New Year's. They factor in things like the coronavirus rate, takeout and delivery options, and the price of alcohol in stores since you can't go anywhere. With that as the criteria, Virginia Beach, Virginia... Honolulu, Plano, Texas, Fremont, California.
Fremont. Hello, Fremont.
And Irvine, California all make the top five best places to celebrate New Year's. I'm going to say
that is
my
bizarre.
House. And that should be for everyone's house. Your house.
Yeah.
How about your house? Should just be listed there. Just
the
stay
house.
Home for crying out. What are you going to do that for?
I know.
Good grief. Of all the things.
It's funny because we got invited to this pretty elaborate thing. I guess that's a long-standing tradition for these friends of ours. This woman cooks like a 12-course meal. And I was like, oh, that sounds super fun. And then she told me that there's going to be a bunch of people there that I don't know. And I'm like, nope, I guess thank you for – we can't do that.
Right. Well, at least she can't do that on air.
No, I'm not doing that. That's
Okay.
We only see the people that we see. And actually, I mean, you guys are about as strange as it gets for me.
So no, I got you.
Is that an eye twitch?
No,
that's not a wink.
No, that's Vinny is winking. But that's
no, I'm not winking. You were winking. How dare you?
I am not going to that.
I think
there's
what she's saying is her
there's
eyes
no way Professor Killjoy, also known as Dr. Doomsday, is letting us go to anything like that.
No,
we'll just
you.
Hang with our kids. I'm not winking. Stop winking at me.
Got it, Sarah.
It's looking like you're having a tick, Vinny.
Got it.
Okay. Right.
I'm not
Vin,
going.
Stop, Vin. She told you to stop.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're doing.
Gotcha, Sarah.
Right.
It's not gotcha. I'm not going to that. I'm going to stay home. You know what? We'll do a happy hour. Why don't we do a happy hour?
Sarah, you want to Zoom?
Yeah, let's do a Zoom. That'd be really fun, actually. We could have people jump on, Vinny and his family. We could have a whole happy hour New Year's Eve show. Let's do it. Oh, my God, let's do it.
I like how they're both quiet now.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to
that. Because they both have plans.
What am I going to do at a happy hour? Drink apple juice? Forget
just
it.
Just say
I'm
Happy
not doing
New Year
that.
To everybody. We have a good time. Bryn plays us videos. We all laugh and pick them apart. It's not about the drinking.
It's called a happy hour.
Because we're all so happy, Vinny. It's just happiness. Happiness doesn't come in a bottle. You of all people should know that.
We're just happy to be there.
We're happy to be alive.
Oh, my God, of all the people that... Boy, now you can't stop winking. It's both eyes.
Oh, my God. That's called
over
a blink.
And over.
I'm blinking.
Whatever. Sure.
Oh, my God. Bryn, why? You got big plans? You can't do it? Why be so quiet?
Yeah, you know, I have one of those 15 people gatherings where we're going to share drinks and stuff.
Those aren't allowed. Don't do that. You know. Just let's do a happy hour.
When quarantine began...
Yes.
And suddenly everyone was home all the time. Studies found that men started stepping up their contributions around the house.
Huh.
Women were still doing way more of the housework and childcare, but men were trying harder than ever.
Well, as the man of the house, I'll say that's true. I am stepping up
my
game.
Just happened?
I'm trying to do more. I, you know, please. I'm I'm the worst roommate.
But now it seems like the novelty is worn off for men, and they're back to doing way, way less, just like before the pandemic. Apparently, it's not some. It's not sustainable. Yeah, I never agreed to all this.
Yeah.
This is not an option for me.
It's hard.
We're going to have to hire some people. That was the plan all along.
Right.
Get some people in here. Women are now doing 64% more housework, up from 44% in the early lockdown. They're doing 99% more childcare, up from 55%. So it has, unfortunately, the men have backslid into laziness. Or don't want to-ness, whatever you want to call that. I just don't want to.
I'm just so comfortable on the couch here. Plus, there's been so much football lately. It seems like it's on every day. I'm sorry, but could you bring me a sandwich and stop
nagging
me?
What day was it? It would have been Tuesday was the day I took the kids out and gave the house to my wife. She had a bunch of work stuff to do.
4 straight hours. Yeah.
And I was gone for 4 hours. I swear to you, I felt like I ran a marathon. If I could even run a marathon, it wears you out. The amount of specific, intense concentration keeping those kids from getting killed is really a lot. Like by the end of it, there's a letdown. Like, oh my God,
they're back in the car, strapped in, and they're still alive.
I don't want to
walk. I won the marathon.
Holy crap!
Where's my wife to pick up the pieces?
Sheesh!
Oh, I need a nap.
Women's unpaid work is at the heart of their economic inequality. Mm. It means less time for paid work, so women earn less, own less, and are more likely to be poor.
Oh.
That statement from the director of a women's financial organization. And there's no doubt, I explained this to you the other day, my wife has caught crap because the kids are making noise while she's trying to do some meeting. And weirdly, I shouldn't say this, never mind.
Do it, say it.
Her boss is a woman.
Hmm.
And yet, you know, in a situation where she can't do anything but be trapped in this meeting and also have the noise happening, it gets held against her. Sucks.
Yeah.
Absolutely sucks. And yet,
you're going to need
I'm
to
working
do a few
too.
More of those marathons.
Oh, no, I do a lot of the marathons. What I'm saying, though, is I'm working too. Like, I'm here now. She's out there in a meeting, and the kids are out there wanting breakfast. That's how it goes.
Oh, boy. If only
sucks.
This could happen 10 years from now when your kids can make their own GD breakfast.
Well, I'm not actually speaking about our family. I'm speaking to the problem facing a lot of working women during this pandemic. More than I'm speaking about our own home life. It just sucks that it's held against them on top of everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One last one before we go, since I teased you with it. The World Wildlife Federation just ran a new study and found we all consume a credit card's worth of plastic every week.
Every week.
Imagine taking a credit card and eating it. That's what you're doing.
A week.
They say here, in 1 year, we eat the equivalent of an entire dinner plate worth of plastic. In 10 years, we eat the equivalent of a lifesaver flotation ring. In our lifetime, we eat the equivalent of 2 dumpsters full of plastic. How will this affect us?
Why do they have to make it a dumpster?
Scientists haven't decided or aren't sure yet how eating this much microplastic will affect our health. But as we've discussed, there are a ton of things that health ailments affecting our kids that we still don't know why kids are so much sicker now than they were two,
allergic
three
to
generations
more,
ago.
Sensitivities to more things.
And in fact, you'd think it would be the opposite, because with all the cigarette smoking and drinking that went down while women were pregnant in the 60s and 70s, and yet now our kids are sicker than they were then. Seems like a real weird switch, but there it is.
Yeah.
We're still eating a lot of plastic because it ends up in our water. They say it comes from pollution, plastic dumped into the water that affects our drinking water and our seafood. So join in the fight to stop that kind of dumping if you want to stop eating so much plastic. It's gross, man.
You should watch that documentary. I think it's called Bag It.
Yeah.
That is eye-opening and horrifying and will make you cry and realize how bad it is. So if you're looking for a real downer, try Bagot.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. So we turned on radio.com and there was Vinny saving the day with his daughters. What? Then my teacup fell off the counter and landed right side up. Then I woke up. What fun!
Oh.
So they were like
having a dream about.
Right. Huh. Okay. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's not. Wow, that's
what
okay.
The hell?
Last night I dreamed that I woke up, went to the kitchen for my tea, and Sarah was there.
Oh.
We chatted.
Hi.
Then she realized she was supposed to be on air. So we turned on radio.com and there was Vinny saving the day with his daughters. Oh, so I was doing the show.
Oh, you were doing the show with your daughters.
Then my teacup fell off the counter and landed right side up. Then I woke up. What fun. Okay, so that's the whole dream. Sorry, my bad.
I don't know if you know this, but you can actually plug more mics into that device of yours.
Yeah, we talked
see
about
those,
that.
The
oh,
six
I took the full tutorial. Are you kidding?
Mm. You can have your own little podcast happening there. Let's make that happen. You should save the day with your daughters. Vinny saves the day. That should be the name of your podcast.
Well, to that person, you may have just named a podcast. Good for you. If I ever have a minute to do that, I would love to. I'm out of time. I'll read a lot more text later, but what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news. I got that Taylor Swift album. Details on that. It's happening tonight, midnight. See you there.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.